Washington State Legislative Update with Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. Three very controversial bills are coming over to the Senate from the House. What can you tell us about them?
I would start with the rent control bill. This is a topic that's been in front of the legislature for a number of years. I think we have wisely pushed back on this idea in the Senate. We know basic economics tells us if we put public policy like this in place that restricts rent, what we'll get a significant reduction in investment in new housing, which means housing will continue to grow slower than population, which means prices go up, not down. You can't solve this problem by controlling the rent. You solve the problem by encouraging more investment in building more housing of all types. Maybe the most concerning bill that's come over from the House so far is a bill that would ban natural gas. Now, there has been some changes in committee to deal with a ban on natural gas, but it removes the obligation to serve, which means natural gas utilities could say, all right, Mr. Gas customer, we're no longer going to deliver gas to you. So if this is a big industrial company, it could involve lots of cost, job losses, all kinds of things. If it's an individual consumer, it could mean you got to go out and spend a whole bunch of money converting your house from whether it's your gas range, your gas water heater, or your gas heater to some other electric system that could be as much as $50,000 per house. It's a very expensive proposition for homeowners and for industry.
Also, there's a bill from the House concerning striking workers and unemployment insurance. What's that all about?
What this does is it goes into our unemployment insurance program, which, by the way, is one of the best in the country, one that weathered the pandemic better than almost anybody in the country. And it says, we're going to use that funding for one more thing. We're going to pay for folks who go on strike. That's not what this program is for. And I certainly support folks' right to go on strike if they choose to do so. But putting our foot on the scales and helping folks to go on strike, to me, this is just picking one group of people we're going to help, and it costs everybody. Roughly 15% of the folks in our state are unionized. Those are the folks that would benefit from this, but everybody would pay the bill. That doesn't seem very fair.
Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia.